Alright, so we'll say good morning. Today's daf is Mem Ches 48. And we are picking up on Mem Ches Amud Aleph at the two dots. Three lines down at the two dots. Our shir this week is dedicated by the Shrek family in commemoration of the yard site of Freda Bas Moshe, which occurs at the end of this week, Thursday night and Friday. We hope that on the merit of our Talmud Torah Neshama will have an aliyah and the family a nechama. And I will say with that, let's begin. Amar Rav Yosef Rabin Yumi. So we'll say a lot to do today. So Amar Rav Yosef Rabin Yumi. Rav Yosef Rabin Yumi said as follows. Amar Rav Nachman. Reya hasmucha ledofen. We'll say the following situation of the lung, which it comes up against the chest wall. So we'll say, so again, we're talking about over here where it doesn't just come up against, but it's really almost fused to a certain degree to the chest wall. In choshishin lam. So we'll say, look at Rashi. Rashi says, hasmucha ledofen, it's the last of the white lines on top. Tevuka bitzalos. Now, tsela literally is a rib. So Rashi indicates over here that it's stuck to the ribs. But we're going to see that's going to change in just a little bit. But for now, again, we'll call it stuck to the chest wall. In choshishin lam. So Rashi says, we're not concerned. Concerned about what? Shema nikva. So we'll say, so what we're not concerned about is as follows. See, the concern when you have the lungs fused to the chest wall is maybe, again, there was some type of nekev. Maybe there was some type of hole in the lung. And ultimately, again, that hole ultimately, again, became fused to the chest wall, plugging up the hole. So Rashi says over here, we're not choshesh for that. Ela talinon re'usa bedofen. Va'aminon dofen ze maka haisebo. We'll say instead what we do is we assume as follows. We assume that there's some type of fusion, that ultimately there was a wound somewhere. So the Gemara seems to indicate we attribute the wound ultimately again to the chest wall and say as a result of the wound on the chest wall, it fused to the lungs. So the problem is in the chest wall, not in the lungs itself. So says the Gemara, however, we'll say if the lung blistered, again we're going to talk about blisters more intensely a little bit later, ultimately again we are choshesh that the lung is problematic. So Rashi says, Mar Yehuda Mishmei Da'avimi Amar, Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh Choshesh Ela. So Mar Yehuda, in the same name of Avivi, said in both cases, both in the case where the lungs fused to the chest wall, as well as where there are blisters, we are choshesh that the lung is problematic. So hechi avdina. So we'll say at the end of the day, when the lung is fused to the chest wall, so how can we actually tell if there's a problem or not? So I'll tell you how. So hechi avdina. I'm a Rava. Ravin Bar Shiva Asberali. So Rava said that Ravin Bar Shiva explained to me how to deal with this particular circumstance. What should we do? My sinon sakina de chalish pume. We go ahead and we bring a knife. We'll say chalish pume, Rashi says, piv chadud vidak. So we'll say bring a knife with a very sharp and thin blade. The chotech yafa. And ultimately, again, it's able to cut very well. Shelo yikra krum harea b'mosh chosun atafa. So we'll say, essentially what you're going to do over here is as follows. You're going to bring a knife with a very thin and sharp blade. Because what do you want to try to do? You want to try to detach the lung from the chest wall. But remember, again, you need a thin and sharp blade because you want to do so without piercing the outer membrane of the lungs. So what happens? Umifarkinala. And I will say we detach or we separate the lung from the chest wall. So watch this. Iikareyusa bidofen. So I will say now, once you detach the lung from the chest wall, you can see where the wound is. If the wound is situated on the chest wall, then talinan basar dofen. Then I will say, we know that ultimately, again, the wound was on the chest wall. And the reason the lungs fused to the chest wall wasn't because of a deficiency in the lungs, but rather, again, it was because of the chest wall. Ve'ilo, but I will say, if the wound is not on the chest wall, then machmas reyahi utrefa. Then ultimately, again, it must be that the wound was in the lungs, right? And therefore, the animal is ready to trade for Nebos. And now, what's the novelty in this statement? The novelty in this statement is, remember, in case number two, when you're detaching the lungs from the chest wall, what do you see? What do you see? Nothing in this case. Remember, in case number one, you see the wound on the chest wall. Okay, if the wound's on the chest wall, then Allah Hamayi said the wound's on the chest, the lungs are fine. In case number two, Rebbe will say, you may be detaching the lungs from the chest wall, You don't see anything on the chest wall, but you don't see anything on the lungs either. But here's what we know. We know that if the lung became attached to the chest wall, that means what? That apparently, naturally, that doesn't occur. That only occurs when there's a wound of some type. It must be that the lungs had some type of injury, and they either scabbed over, so you can't tell that the injury was there. But lamaisa, if it's not on the chest wall, it's gotta be from the lungs, and therefore the animal is a trefa. Va'af agav dilo kamaf kazeka. And I will say, this is true even though if you were to inflate the lungs with air, air would not come out. So I will say, in other words, even though the lungs themselves may be airtight, now, nevertheless, halacha lamaisa, we assume that there was an injury at some point in time. At some point in time in the lungs. And I will say, as we're going to see, if the lungs have an injury, even if they subsequently scab over, that is not going to be enough to save lungs from being a trefa. So the Gemara goes weiter. Rav Nechemya b'Rei Rav Yosef, badek lei b'pshure. So we'll say, Rav Nechemya, the son of Rav Yosef, used to check lungs like this in warm water. We'll say, so that's what we learned a little bit yesterday. Look at Rashi, badek lei b'pshure, la'achar shepirkuha, umatza maka b'dofen. So we'll say, if in this case, after they would go ahead and separate the lungs from the chest wall, so they would go ahead and they would inflate it. So we'll say, so remember again, this was the very simple method of checking lungs. We saw in yesterday's daf that what do? You go ahead, you blow it up, right? You go ahead and you put it in water. I will say, what do you look for? Bubbles, right? Air bubbles. So ultimately, again, if you see air bubbles in a particular area, that tells you that there is a perforation ultimately, again, in the lungs. The lack of air bubbles tells you no perforation in the lungs. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, in this case, where the lung becomes fused to the chest wall, apparently two different ways of checking the lung. Approach number one, I will say, ultimately is pretty much it's visual inspection. If the wound is on the chest wall, the lungs, the animal is fine. If the wound is not on the chest wall, we assume that it's from the lungs, and therefore the animal is a trefa. Rav Nachman, who was it? Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya b'Yed Rav Yosef would check it in warm water by inflating the lungs and looking for air bubbles. Amar le Mar Zutra b'Yed Rav Huna b'Yed Rav Papi l'Ravina. So we'll say, so Mar Zutra said as follows. Hadrad Nechemya, so we'll say we're on Mem Chesamad Aleph, right across from where the Rabbeinu Gershom is on the left hand margin. So they said as follows. Hadrad Nechemya b'Yed Rav Yosef asun. You quoted Rav Nechemya's position of checking the lungs in warm water for this case. Anon adirava masnina le. Rabbi say we bring up the warm water method in a different case, in the case of Rava. What was the case of Rav Rabosai? Do'am Rava, hani tarti uni dereya, disachina lahadadi. So Rabbi said as follows. If Rabbi say if you have a situation of this follows, two lung lobes, disarchinon lahadode, that became attached to one another. So I say, so what's the halacha? Lest lehu bidikusa lach shurei. There is no way to fully inspect them to see ultimately again if they are going to be kasher or not. So the Gemara says, Rav Nechemya, b'Yed Rav Yosef, badik le b'pshure. So we'll say again, remember, same issue. When you have the lung lobes that ultimately, again, are going to be fused together, so the concern is also wherever you see a fusion, that's usually indicative of an injury. So therefore, again, if you have two lung lobes that are fused together, so ultimately, again, how are you going to properly check that? To which Rav Nechemya said, badik le b'pshure. No, he would put in warm water, inflate the lungs, put it in warm water, see if it bubbles, and that'll tell you if there's a trefa issue or not. So the Gemara says, Maskif Ravashi, hi mai, I don't understand this second case of the two lobes fused to each other. Bishlamahaha, so you're both saying the first case, in the first case where the lung is fused to the chest wall, so talinan bedofek shera, so you're both saying, in that case, there is the possibility for a positive resolution. What's the positive resolution? You take your sharp, thin knife, detach the lung from the chest wall, and if you find the injury on the chest wall, then what? You're good to go, right? However, aval hasam, Rabbi say, in the case of the two lobes that are fused together, either way, what? Right? Either way, it's not good. Because we'll say, if they're fused together, that means there's an injury. So, okay, what does it matter? So the Gemara says, aval hasam, ihai nakiv trefa, the ihai nakiv trefa. Rabbosai, does it really matter which lobe has the hole? At the end of the day, halacha lemaisa, if the two lobes are fused together, that means there is a nekev. That means ultimately, again, something is perforated. Umi amar Rav Nachman hachi, but did Rav Nachman really say this? Va'am Rav Yosef bar min Yumi, am Rav Nachman, reya shenikva v'dofen sosmasa k'sheira. Rabbosai, listen to this. Rav Nachman said as follows. Rabbosai, remember again, now the Gemara is going back. Rav Nachman was the original opinion quoted over here. Rav Nachman was the one who said that if the lung is fused to the chest wall, ultimately, again, in choshesh in law, we don't worry about it, it's fine. The Gemara then goes on to explain, quoting other opinions who say, no, you have to detach it. But Rav Nachman himself felt that halacha lemaisa, the lung fused to the chest wall is not problematic. To which the Gemara says, did Rav Nachman really say that? After all, Rav Nachman, we have Rav Nachman on record as saying, Reya Shenikev, Shenikva, if you have a lung which became perforated, Vidofen Sosmasa. And I will say, the chest wall closes it up. So, meaning, in other words, the perforation is plugged up by the adjoining chest wall. What's Talacha Kshira? Ultimately, the animal is kasher. So, I will say, so the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Hasam Bimakom Revise, Hacha Shelo Bimakom Revise. Both say, so look at Rashi for just a moment. I'm sorry, I quoted it wrong. Rashi says, "Miyamar Rav Nachman Haki, the hell sat smachin choshishin la, mechlal di pshita le dinikva hareya lo mahani stimas adofen." So let's remember again, Rav Nachman said before that if the lung blisters, ultimately you're going to have to be choshish for a trefa, which seems to indicate to us that what? That ultimately, again, if the lung was punctured, so the fact that it's closed up by the chest wall does not help. But yet we see over here that Rav Nachman holds that if the lung is punctured and it is plugged up by the chest wall, that it does work. But also, it's actually quite interesting, to which the Gemara says, you're right. Everything depends on where it's plugged up. So the Gemara says, Hasam b'makom revisa. Here, over there, it is where the natural... let me say it differently. Over there, I will say, it is where ultimately, again, the lung and the chest wall naturally grow next to one another, are next to one another. Hachashal makom revisei. They will say, look at Rashi, it's a little bit better. Rashi will say better than me. Hasam makom revisei, b'makom sharea v'hadofen gedelin ke'echad. So I will say, watch this. If the lung develops a hole, and that hole is plugged, naturally, because the lung is situated right next to the chest wall, Rav Nachman will say that will be fine. That will be fine. So we'll say, so meaning, if just over the course of the natural growth of the lung, so again, if the lung develops a hole right next to where it is next to the chest wall, so the chest wall plugs it up, that occurs naturally, that'll be fine. The problematic case is where the lung develops a hole somewhere that doesn't naturally sit against the chest wall, and just as some result, the lung becomes attached to the chest wall like that. So that's what it means. B'makom revise means, Rabbi will say, the natural course of growth. Rav Nachman will say that does not render the animal a trefa. Shelo b'makom revise, the abnormal form of growth, ultimately, again, that will make it a trefa. The hecha makom revise, so we'll say, what's considered to be the natural place of growth? Chituche du'ne. It was in the area of the separation of the lobes. Gufa. Amar Rav Yosef bar Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Reya shenikva v'dofen sosmasa k'sheira. So Rav Nachman said that if you have a lung that was perforated and the chest wall plugged up the perforation. I will say, now we're clarifying this a little bit more. Plugged up the perforation in a normal way. So I will say, just the way the lungs naturally, I don't know if these are the right terms, but the way like the lungs naturally lie in the chest. So the lung develops a perforation, and just the way it naturally lies, the chest wall plugs it up. So Rav Nachman will say, that doesn't make the animal a trefa, it's totally fine. Amar Ravina, v'hu disabich bebisra. So we'll say, this is actually very interesting. That is only assuming that what? That the lung attaches itself to the flesh in between the ribs. Look at Rashi. Disabich bebisra, shenizbeches v'ne'echezes hareya, Bebaser shebein beis hatzlos. So we'll say, when, if the chest wall plugs up the hole, when is that good? If the lung attaches itself to the flesh in between the ribs, davistimas shirira, dela mifraka. Aval betzalaos atzman einzu sircha kamis. Because we'll say, the issue over here is as follows. The reason, and also this is actually quite amazing, because up until now we've always been working under the assumption that if the lung is punctured, what's the halacha? You're done, right? You're done. What we're seeing over here, Bosnia, now the reason for that is because under normal circumstances, Chazal felt that even if the lung scabs over, that scab will not endure. That scab is not, what's the right word? Sturdy. That, I know it's the wrong word, but you understand. Right? It's not sturdy. It doesn't hold. So apparently, again, when it fuses against the, when it's plugged up by the chest wall, so again, I guess anatomically, that endures more. The Gemara now is just qualifying that as that's only true when the hole in the lung fuses to the flesh in between the ribs. But apparently, if it fuses to the rib itself, that is not going to be enough to plug the hole indefinitely. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Yosef Ravina, ve'ilo sabich mai." So we'll say, what happens if it doesn't fuse to the flesh in between the ribs, but apparently it fuses to the rib itself? Treva. The animal will be a treva. Amina, therefore, we'll say, what do we say? Nekuvihi. We'll say, ultimately, again, what we see over here is because if it fuses to the rib itself, we'd have to say that the lung is perforated, and therefore the animal is a trefa. Iyaki, if that's the case, ki sabich nami. We'll say, even ultimately, again, if it attaches to the flesh in between the ribs, it should also be on a kuva. The hatanya, nikev pasal, mipnei shu shose. So we'll say, listen to this. So now the Gemara is quoting a different brisa. This also happens to be talking about what's called a krus shafcha. We'll say krus shafcha is a man who has some type of anatomical abnormality, so that when the zera, when the semen comes out of his body, the Gemara says under normal circumstances, when a man has semen that exits his body, it's yorek kechetz. It comes out of the body with a force. Someone who's a krus shafcha, we'll say, so the zera doesn't come out of the body with force. Instead, what it does is it trickles out. That is considered to be a psur abosai, and ultimately, against such a person, actually is not permitted to marry into the general pool. It's a very actually significant prohibition. So Rashi says over here, nikev hagid shel adam. So we'll say if there was some type of hole, right, that prevents the zera from coming out with force. So pasul Rashi says mishum krus shafcha. But listen to this, mipnei shu shoses. Why? Because the zera trickles out, Rashi says, ve'ino yorek echetz, and it does not come out with force like an arrow. V'kaimelon kol shichvas zera shene yorek echetz ino molid. So we'll say, Gemara says like this. So tana nikev pasul mipnei shu shoses nistam. So we'll say, what happens if the hole, right, the hole that the man had, right, closed up? So we'll say this is the additional hole, right, the additional that causes the, or I should say, the abnormality hole that causes the zera to trickle and not to come out with force. What happens if it closes up? It just closes up naturally. What's the halacha? Right? Nistam kosher. Mipnei shehu molid. If the hole closes up, then Rabbi say once again the person becomes kosher. V'zeh psul shechosu v'echshero. And Rabbi say this is a case of a psul that ultimately, again, returns back to its kosher status. So the Gemara knows something very interesting. V'zeh the mi'utei mai. Now, we'll say, what the Gemara is saying is like this. This is actually quite fascinating. The Gemara is saying, here's a case of an opening, which is puzzle, which when it closes up, the person once again becomes kosher. Now, the fact that it says zeh indicates to us, this is a case of an opening, which is puzzle, which then closes up as kosher. Which tells us then that there's another case of an opening that's puzzle, that even when it closes back up, is still what? Is still puzzle. So the Gemara says, v'zeh mi'utei mai. My blavne ute ke agavna. Rabbi say, is it not coming to exclude this case? Now that is a huge jump, right? But nevertheless, the Gemara's understanding. Here's another case, Rabbi say, of a lung that has a hole. Lung that has a hole. It's closed up now. Why? Because it's fusing ultimately again to the flesh in between the ribs. And the Gemara's positing that maybe Chazal are coming to teach us that that case will still be considered to be like a perforated lung, and therefore again will be possible. To which the Gemara said, lo. No, actually, it's coming to exclude the following case. It's coming to exclude a case where I have a lung which was perforated, and then what developed a scab. That scab, Rabbi Osei, does not help to alleviate the perforation, but rather the animal will still be a trefa. So Rabbi Osei, so the Gemara is holding right now is as follows: if a lung is perforated, and it develops a scab. We're going to talk about that. That's called the sircha. We're going to spend significant time on that. That does not help the animal. The animal is a trefa. But where we are right now is, if the animal develops a lung, and it develops a lung, Baruch Hashem, the animal has a lung, and it develops a hole in the lung, and now that hole fuses to the flesh in between the ribs, Rabbi Hosei, actually that animal will be totally kosher. So the Gemara says, Maski Barav Okva Baruch Hama, Ilu Inkiv Bedofen Lahada Mai. So I say, what happens if halacha lemaisa, the animal, the lung itself, I should say, fuses to the actual dofen, to the chest wall itself. So the Gemara says, trefa. It's a trefa. It's only good, apparently, if it fuses to the flesh in between the ribs. If that's the case, listening, nekuvas, I'm sorry, let's say that a little bit differently. So maskev rav okrar, ilu inkiv bedofen lahadomai. Both say, watch this case. Get ready for this. This animal, mamish, has no mazel. Has a hole in the lung, right? The lung now fuses to the chest wall, specifically, again, to the flesh in between the ribs. Both say, okay. Now imagine for a moment now, a hole develops on the other side of the flesh of in between the ribs. So both say, now, remember again, the hole in the lung was fused to the flesh between the ribs. The flesh on the other side now develops a hole. So what's the shayla? Does that hole on the side of the flesh of the ribs make the lungs a psul or not? Make the lungs a trefa. So the Gemara says, trefa. Gemara says, yeah, it's problematic. It's problematic. Well, because now once there's a hole in the flesh in between the ribs, ultimately that once again exposes the hole in the lungs themselves. Listening, if that's the case, listening to kuvas a dolphin. So I say, so why don't you include that case in the list of trefas? Well, the tamech, using that same logic, had amrab yitzchak bar yosef amrab yochanan, Mara Shenikva, let's listen to this case. Mara, what says? He have a gallbladder, and the gallbladder became perforated. The kavit sosmasa, but the liver plugs it up. Ksheira. We'll say, ultimately, again, that's going to be kasher. It's going to be kasher. We'll say, because what you begin to see is that any time that one part of the body naturally closes up a hole in another part of the body, that is going to be okay. So now the gallbladder develops a hole, liver plugs it up. It's kasher. We're good to go. Ilu inkiv kavit lahadamai. We'll say, what happens now if the liver itself develops a hole? So we'll say, remember again, testing your trefa knowledge, does a hole in the liver make the animal a trefa? No. No, only if a significant amount of liver is missing. But a whole liver is not making a maltrefa. But I will say, now what happens? The liver that's plugging up the gallbladder now develops a hole. So what does that do? So we'll say the problem is, then that hole in the liver now exposes the hole in the gallbladder, and therefore the animal is a trefa. If that's the case, the Gemara is listening to the kuvas hakavit. Why don't you go and include that in the list of trefas in the Mishnah, to which the Gemara says, Ella, ki mikva delav minei mitrafa lo katani. We'll say, the Mishnah only included cases where the actual organ has a hole, and that makes it a trefa. So the Gemara says, hachanami, kevan delav minei mitrafa lo katani. We'll say, remember again, these cases are kind of secondary cases. The cases of trefa in the Mishnah, we'll say, we're talking about cases where what? Where the organ itself developed a problem. Those are the trefa cases. We're not talking about cases where a secondary organ develops a problem, which then impacts the primary organ. Okay, we'll say, now we're going to get into an interesting sugya. Helsat smachin mahum. We'll say, what happens if the lung develops blisters? What do blisters on the lungs, how do they impact the lungs? I'm like, Shira. So we'll say, so Shmuel said, it's kosher. Blisters on the lungs do not pose a problem. Amarlei, af ani omer kein. So listen to this. Rabba Baruch Hanan say, no, Shmuel, I'm with you on that. Ela shatamidim mizdanzin badavar. So this is funny. So Rabba Baruch Hanan says, listen, I'm with you. I'm not questioning you. It's the other people who question you, right? For me, it's kosher enough. Of course, I would eat it, right? But you know, I have an uncle, I have a brother, I have a cousin. He won't eat it. So the Talmidim are bothered by this. So the Gemara says, "Damrav Nasna," because Rav Nasna also made an interesting distinction. He said, "It depends on the blister." Mal yamugla chefa. But say, if the blister is filled with pus, then ultimately, again, the animal is a trefa. Mayim zakim kshera. But if it's just filled with clear water or clear liquid, ultimately, again, it's kasher. To which the Gemara says, to which Shmuel responded, Amarlei, hahu bekulya itmar, you're mixing and matching. You're supposed to say this distinction between blisters filled with pus versus blisters filled with water was a distinction made by kidneys. If the kidney has blisters, if they're filled with pus, it's a trefa. If it's filled with water, it's fine. But by lungs, blisters doesn't make a difference what they're filled with. Blisters do not make the lungs into a trefa. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, listen to this case. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, well, you know, people say, somebody came over to me, so a couple people came up to the ship, who would ever eat these things? Right? People say, if we had any idea what we eat, right? And mamish, like, you know, we just never see any of this stuff. I'll say, but this is meisim b'chol yom. Someone goes by, Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, have a ka'azel basrei de Yirmiya, b'shuga. Well, so listen to this interesting case. Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef was following Rabbi Yirmiya in the shuk, in the b'shuga de tabchi, in the butcher's market. Chazinu lahanach de kaimit samchi tzmachi tzmachi. So let's listen to this. So Rabbi Yitzchak, saw lungs that were sitting out for sale, and the lungs were filled with blisters. Amar lei lo boi mar umsa. So we'll say now, Rabbi Yitzchak wanted to know what Rabbi Yirmiya held in the case of lungs with blisters. So he says, Rabbi, would you like some raw meat? In other words, should we pick up some lungs for dinner? In other words, should we go ahead and should we pick? Does Rabbi not want to put in the market? Does Rabbi not want to pick up some lungs? Amar lei. Less lay pretty. So let's listen to this. Rabbi Yirmiya says, oh, you know what, I would. I don't have my wallet on me. To which Rabbi Yitzchak responds, Amalei, Akfanana, don't worry, Rabbi, I have credit here. Right, pick out what you want. So both say, remember what's happening over here is as follows. Rabbi Yitzchak wants to know what his Rabbi holds in the case of the lungs with blisters. So whatever the reason is, he wants to figure out what Rabbi Yirmiya is going to do. Ultimately, is he willing to purchase these lungs for consumption or not? So we'll say, as we're going to see over here, Rabbi Yirmiya is reticent to issue a psak, as we're going to see in just a moment. So he makes an excuse as to why he doesn't want to buy. I don't have any money on me. Rabbi, no problem. I'll get you credit. Amrlei. So we'll say. So finally, Rabbi Yirmiya realizes, my avilacha. What do you want from me? Dichi asulu kamid Rabbi Yochanan mishadra lehu lekamid Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Demori ba mishmeid Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon lehatera, v'lei lo svirlei. So we'll say Rabbi Yirmiya finally says, whenever a shayla like this would come before my Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, he would always send these shaylas to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, who ruled in the name of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon that ultimately again it was mutter, but my Rebbe himself did not paskin that it was mutter. So we'll say Rabbi Yirmiya says something amazing. My Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan. Paskind that lungs with blisters were not kosher. But whenever a shayla like this came before him, he always referred the petitioner to someone who would be meiko. Which Rabbi said, by the way, is an incredible, incredible insight into the koach of psak. Then Rabbi said, ultimately, again, you could be as machmir as you want for yourself. But for the other, sometimes there is an inyan of trying to find them the halachically acceptable kulos. So Rabbi Yochanan was machmir for himself, and Rabbi Yirmiya says, this is my Rebbe, I accepted that chumrah. But for others, they always sent these shaylas to those who would be more meikel. Amar Rava, Kevin Maskina, I say, Rav Nachman Bishuka, Digaldoi. So I'll say, Rava says, when I was walking by Rav Nachman in the shuk, in the marketplace of the leather workers, Va'amrilei Bishuka Dirabanan, and others say, in the marketplace of the rabbis, Chazi Hanach Dikaimen Kandi Kandi. But say, I saw these lungs that Mamish had the most zaftig blisters. Rashi says, Kandi Kandi, Tzmachim Gidolim Kivedim Bireya. Large, heavy blisters on the lung. Velo Amr Lehu, Velo Midi. And my Rebbe said nothing about them. He did not comment that they were not kosher. Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Chalfi, Beshuka, the Tveria. Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Asi, walking in the Shuk in Tveria. Chazi Hanach, the Kaimi, Tinri, Tinri. They saw these other blisters. We'll say, so Tinri, Tinri means Tzmachim Gidolim Ikandi. These are even larger blisters, we'll say, than the previous blisters. Velo Amr Lehu, Velo Midi. And ultimately, again, he did not say anything. We'll say, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, interestingly enough, in this case, is as follows. I'll read to you the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this is in Yaradeya, Simon Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: Re'a Shenimtzu Ba'abu Baos Afilu Em Gidolim Harbe Im Hayu Maleim Ruach Omaim Zachim Olechan Em Shechas Kidvash Kiyot Sebo Olecha Yevesha V'Kashav Ilu Kevin Harizim Uteres V'Minseis Poem Lecha Srucha Omaim Sruchim O'achurim Harizim Treva. So we'll say the Mechaber himself makes this distinction between what is in the blisters. He goes, if there's air or if there's water, right? Clear liquid, it's fine. If there's pus or murky liquid, he holds that it's pasul. The Rama argues on this, and the Rama says, "The Rabbi machshir afilu ba'achur nesruchin v'chein haminag lahachshir ba'os b'chol inyan im enon smucho." So we'll say ultimately again, the Rama says we paskin that blisters on the lungs, all kinds of blisters, no matter what they are filled with, ultimately again will be totally kosher. So apparently again, machlok between the Mechaber and the Rama about what type of blisters ultimately again will not make the animal into a treifa. Good. Itmar, but now we come to an interesting case. Itmar. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nihyeh bedvaro. Itmar. Mechet shenimtzeis bereya. Let's listen to this case. If you find a needle in the lungs, right? A needle in the lungs. So we'll say, so what's the status now of the lungs? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina Machshri. So we'll say Rabbi Lazar. Excuse me. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina say that it's kosher. The animal is fine. Rashi says, by the way, Mechat Shinus is very nervous. What's the novelty here? Ve'in Hare and the Kuva Mibachutz, Ve'in Aruach Yitzvan. I'm both saying, now, the interesting case here is as follows. The issue is, we don't see any puncture in the lungs. And when you inflate the lungs, there's no bubbles that are coming up, right? There's no hissing, nothing. So it says, so the interesting part of here is the lungs appear to be intact. The problem is what? The problem is what? I've got a needle inside the lungs. Now, we'll say, now what's the concern over here? The concern is that maybe the lungs were punctured and what? Scabbed over. But again, remember, again, as we've established, scabbing over in lungs still makes the animal a trefa. So Shailas, what do I do about this needle? So the Gemara says, well, so you have the first group of opinions who say, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina say that it's kasher. Rabbi Shimon, Lakesh, Rabbi, Rabbi Mani Bar Patish, Rabbi Shimon, El Yochum, Tarfi. Ultimately, again, they hold that the animal is treif. So what's the root of the machlokas? Perhaps we'll say one opinion holds that a deficiency inside the lungs, because we'll say, if meaning the assumption over here is if the needle's inside the lungs, the needle must have scratched away something. It must have done something. So even the little bit that it did in the inside is a chisaron, and therefore again at least one school of thought will say the lung is deficient and therefore it is possible, or I should say treif. Umar savalosh chisaron, whereas the other opinion holds that no halacha lemaisa what a chisaron mibifnim, an internal deficiency of the lungs is not going to be problematic. To which the Gemara says, though, we've already established this. Remember again, we already had this yesterday, because what did we learn? We learned that halacha lemaisa, even if the inner contents of the lungs liquefied, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? The lung is kosher, as long as what? The membranes themselves are intact. So therefore, the chuliyah amach is sarmi v'fim lo shmei chasara, lo shmei chisara. We'll say, in reality, ultimately, again, everyone agrees that an inner deficiency of the lungs is not problematic. So what are they arguing about? This is actually quite amazing. V'hacha b'hacha miflagi. Mar savar simfona nakat v'asoy. We'll see, listen to this. See, the machlokis is going to be, how do we assume that needle got into the lungs? So one opinion will say simfona nakat. We'll say simfona nakat means that the animal must have come in through the trachea to the bronchial tubes, ultimately again into the lung tissue. So that's how we're assuming it came in. Umar savar nakuve nakiv v'asay. Now let's look at the neck. Look at Rashi. Nakuve nakat derech haveshet. No. It must have come through the esophagus. Now let's say, now watch this. If it came through the esophagus, derech haveshet ba v'nichnas shein derech hakana livloa. Because let's say, it doesn't make sense to say that it would go down the trachea. V'nakves hadakin. Now let's say, the concern is if it came in through the esophagus, that perhaps it perforated the intestines, came out of the intestines, perforated the membranes of the lungs, and came into the lungs like that. So we'll say, so essentially, if you take the first approach, that it came in through the trachea, into the bronchial tubes, into the lung tissue, so it's possible that it came in without ever puncturing the lungs. However, if it came through the esophagus, the Gemara feels, then it would have punctured the lungs. So really what the argument of the Bosai is in a metzias, that it come through the trachea, in which case, again, it could have come in without puncturing anything, or did it come through the esophagus, in which case it most likely punctured the lungs at some point. So the Gemara says, Ahim machta d'ishtacha bi. And I will say, obviously, there's no way to go ahead and what? There's no way to go ahead and define that and establish that definitively. Again, it's just a question of what you think is more likely. It says, Matzmachlokes, ultimately again, in Mitzias. We'll say, listen to this case. This is actually an interesting situation. They went and they shechted an animal. They cut open the lungs. They find a needle embedded in a cross section of the lungs. As you are the community, Rabbi Ami. So we'll say they brought the lungs for Rabbi Ami. So sever lach shure. Rabbi Ami wanted to say that the animal should be kosher. We didn't see any kind of puncture. We should assume the animal is kosher. And we'll say, so the Gemara says, Eisve Rabbi Ami Abitin Rabbi Zreika. If a lung was perforated or it was deficient, the lung is possible. My chasra, what does it mean it was deficient? If you want to say it was deficient on the outside, hainu nikva. Did Rabbi say that's the case of perforation? Rather, it must say the lung was deficient or perforated on the inside. Ushmamina, what do you see from here? Chisaron mi bifnim shmei chisaron. Ultimately, again, a deficiency on the outside, we'll say is what? On the inside will be a deficiency. And therefore, the animal, the lung, should be declared trefa. So we'll say this lung is going to make the rounds. So they took the lung instead now to whom? They took the lung to Rabbi Yitzchak. Shadru lekamid Rabbi Yitzchak nafcha. Savalach shura. We'll say Rabbi Yitzchak nafcha also wanted to go ahead and to declare the animal kosher. See, we'll say, in the absence of seeing any problem, combined with the fact that what? That it is possible that the animal came down from the trachea to the bronchial tubes into the lung tissue, in which case it didn't perforate anything, declare the animal kosher. So they brought the animal for Yitzchak Nafka. He wanted to say it's kosher. Again, Eish Rabbi Yirmiyah v'itim Rabbi Zreika. Rabbi Yirmiyah raised the kasha. Some says Rabbi Zreika. How do you say nikva shechasra? If the lung was perforated or was deficient, my chasra, ilema mi bachutz, chenu nikva. If you want to say it was deficient on the outside, that's the case of nikva. Rather, it must be that ultimately, again, it was deficient on the inside. Ushmamina, what do you see from here? A deficiency on the inside, ultimately, again, is called the deficiency. So let's say, first wide line. They finally sent the lung to Rabbi Ami. The tarfa, mazel tov. Right? Rabbi Ami said it's treif. It's not good. Amrilei. Vahara abonon makshri. Sa'ai Rabbi Ami said, but the rabbis declared that it was kosher. Amar lahen, heinich shiru shiyodim me'ezet ha'mechshiru. So Rabbi Ami says, I'm sure the rabbis had good reason to be machshirit. Anon me'ezet ha'mechshir. Dilma ihavereya kaman minkiva. So Rabbi Ami says, here's the problem. You are only showing me a cross-section of this lung. So the problem is, because I can only see a cross-section, I don't see the whole lung. Maybe if I was able to see the whole lung, maybe I would see a perforation and the animal would be a trefa. So what Rami Ami is saying essentially is, I have no choice but to be machmir in this case, because it's a suffik d'oraisa. And we'll say in the case of a suffik d'oraisa, you have no choice but to be machmir. V'tayma d'leise. So the reason Rami Ami had to be machmir is why? Because the whole lung was not in front of him. Ha'isei v'lo minkava. But what you can infer from this, we'll say is what? That if the whole lung was before him, and in fact it was not perforated, then what? Kshira! So using this logic, Rabbi Ami would have said that if you find a needle inside the lung, and you don't see any perforation in the lung, apparently Rabbi Ami would have paskin that the animal would be kosher. One second. V'amar Rav Nachman, hay simpuna d'reya, didn't give. Rabbi say, yes, we learned. That's what? That if you have a simpuna d'reya, Rabbi say, is a bronchial tube. If you have a bronchial tube which was perforated, didn't give trefa, to which the Gemara says, well, so yet he paskin in that case, ultimately again, where the bronchial tube was perforated, that would be a trefa. So we'll say, isn't the case of a needle inside the lung the same type of situation, to which the Gemara says, hahu lechaveiro itmar. That was said, we'll say, that was said regarding an adjacent tube. Rashi says, lechaveiro itmar, eitzel pitzulo kishem espatzal mechaveiro nikev. We'll say that's when the perforation ultimately again was to the bronchial tube right next to it. We'll say, but Rav Nachman said as follows, that if you have a coil of the intestine, remember again, the way the intestines are in the animals, that they coil. So we'll say, interesting case, if you have a perforation in the intestine, and the way it works is that the perforation, we'll say, is plugged up by the coiled part underneath it. That coiled part underneath the perforation in the upper part of the coil of the intestine plugs up the hole. Amravashi, Trefas Kamadami Ladadi. So we'll say, I don't know, Ravashi says, 1 second. Why are you comparing perforations of the intestine to perforations of the lungs? They're two different halachos. Ain omrim betrefas zu dome lezu. It was when it comes to trefas, we do not compare one type of trefa to another type of trefa. To which the Gemara says, I'm sorry. Ain omrim trefas zu dome lezu. Shari chotcha mikanu mesa, chotcha mikan b'chaya. It will say for one simple reason. Because remember, you could cut off a piece of animal from here and it'll live, and another piece of animal from a different place, it'll die. In other words, also, you can't compare trefos to one another because halacha lemaisa, different parts of the animal are different halachas. Hahi mechta, what's another case? Hahi mechta, dishtachach bisimfona rabidirea. So we'll say they found a needle in one of the larger bronchial tubes of the lung. They brought this
lung
to the rabbis who beforehand had declared the animal a treva. Lo amru ba, lo isra v'lo heter. But we'll say in this case, ultimately again, they did not declare the animal to be usr or mutter. Lo amri ba kishma sayu. Ultimately, against the Gemara says, they did not go ahead and render it one way or the other. Ultimately, why? Because of what we said before. Isra nami lo amri ba. And so we'll say, so they could not go ahead and render it mutra because of the discussion we just had before. But they also were not able to render the animal israwai. Kevan de besimpona rabishtachach, ema simpona nakat vasai. They will say, since it was found in the bronchial tube, maybe what? Maybe it came through the trachea into the bronchial tubes. In which case, again, the needle may have not perforated anything. Hahi mechta dishtachach bechaticha de kabda. What's another case of a needle? They found the needle, I will say, in a piece of the liver. So we'll say, so I just want to point out what's interesting about this case is as follows. So we'll say, so just by the way, before we go to the liver case, what's interesting about the previous case, so we'll say, is it appears, based on the previous discussion, that if halacha lemaisa, you found the needle inside the lungs, but you don't find any overt puncture in the lungs, it appears that the consensus opinion is that the animal is a trefa. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because what are we concerned about? We're concerned, ultimately, again, that the needle came down the esophagus, perforated the intestines, perforated the lungs, and situated itself in the lungs that way. And even though now what? I don't see a perforation. Now, that's Rabbi Osai. If you inflate the lungs, you're not finding any hole. The problem is, what I do know is, I have a needle inside the lungs. So you have a needle inside the lungs. I will say again, although there are two possibilities. Remember, possibility one is trachea to bronchial tubes to lung tissue. And the beauty of that is what? Is that the animal is totally fine. That's not the metziously indicated way. In other words, I will say, the metzias says it didn't come down the trachea. The metzias says it came down the esophagus. And the will say, because it came down the esophagus, therefore, again, esophagus perforating intestines, perforating the lungs, lungs scabbed over, but you have a trefus situation. So, also, that seems to be the way the consensus opinion says. Therefore, if you find the needle in the lungs, the animal will be a trefus. So, we have to stop over here. We'll pick up with a needle in the liver and Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Going everywhere.